One, two, three, four. And you see, the next thing here then is if meat becomes too old or has a taint to it, you might say, well, this meat is...
This meat is tainted.
All right. Or what about if you have a little boy or a little girl, a child, whose parents have just given him too much attention and he just acts all the time as though he thinks everything ought to be done just his way. You might say, well, that child is...
spoiled.
All right. And
his parents has ruined him.
Ruined him. Okay.
Yeah, that's awful, that's
fresh. Well, that's a pretty bad thing, too. What about, now this is back about hog killing and so forth. The thing that maybe they used to make from the head after of the animal, maybe it was boiled after it was cleaned and scraped up and boiled, and then the meat that was on the head might be put with other things.
With the head and feet, and make what they call pressed meat. Some people call sow's meat, and then they'd take the heads and maybe the melt or something like that, and cook that down, and press it out, get it all pressed out, get all the bones out, and they'd call that just hog head meat. And then they would take the liver and cook it to a certain stage, and mash it all up and put it down in a bowl and press it and have what you call liver loaf.
Now, you know, I never knew liver loaf.
We've done it many times. Put it in a big bowl, boil it until it gets all white, and mother just take it and work it all up with a hand.
Yeah.
And then put it down in a bowl and then set a plate on top of it and put an old line of weight on that and press that down.
That was liver loaf, right? All right, and what about head cheese? Did you ever hear the word head cheese?
No, I've never heard of head cheese.
All right, what about, and this is a word that I don't know at all, anything made with ground beef rolled in tripe, pickled, then sliced and fried. Ever heard of anything like that?
Well, now there's a sausage has been, some people do sausage that way. That has been, they'd stuff it. I never know about it being rolled. I don't know what it might have been.
But this is from hogs, though, from pork.
From pork. Well, that would be the only thing I know of, were to slice it and fry it. If you rolled it and put it in the casing, that's the only thing I know of. I've seen it fixed like that. Put it in vinegar and pickle it. Also, I've seen meat killed in the summertime, kill a small shoe. We talked of them pickling, you know, when you get full and thing. Well, I know people to take a barrel of that stuff and fix up brine and kill a good-sized shoe, no great big hog, and cut it up just like it would in the wintertime and put it down in that brine and pickle it. And you got some good meat then.
Is there?
That's right. Pickled ham and pickled shoulder and pickled middling and all that. All be pickled.
That sounds kind of good. Well, what, that term I have heard, shoat, but I don't know how, what is that? A young hog?
Yes, sir. It's just a young shoat would be as, I ain't going to tell you this right now. I'll tell you something about it later.
Okay.
But what I made a mistake in the other day. But what you call a shoat, that's just betwixt a... but size betwixt, before the breed, a little bit of pig, that's in betwixt that. Both male and female is called shoe.
Well, that's interesting. All right, now this may be similar to the liver loaf. Here it says cornmeal.
That one is like maybe what they call it, but they had some name for it.
Uh-huh. All right, liver pudding. Here it is, as you're talking about. Liver pudding, that's the same. What about blood pudding, or anything cooked with the blood of the animal?
Yeah, they used to do that, but I never ate any, because I was taught not to...